From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump on Tuesday vigorously defended what many say was a weak initial statement condemning Saturday's deadly racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying there is enough guilt and blame on both sides.
I watched this very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Trump's critics say it took him 2 days to use the words Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacists when condemning the riots that left a young woman and two Virginia state policemen dead and dozens hurt. New Hampshire Republican Chair Jennifer Horn said, quote, "We as Republicans, every single one of us, needs to speak up and make it very clear that this is not our party. These are not our values," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration remains interested in a dialogue with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but is waiting for some sign of interest from Pyongyang.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
Speaking to reporters at the State Department, Tillerson said he had no comment on North Korea's latest pronouncement that it had completed plans to test ballistic missiles near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, but had not immediately would carry them out. Rescue workers have recovered at least 300 bodies and some 600 remain missing from a mudslide in the outskirts of Sierra Leone's capital of Freetown. President Ernest Bai Koroma urge residents in Regent and other flooded areas around Freetown to evacuate immediately so that the military personnel can search for survivors. This is VOA News.